A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Yevamos Daf Samach, Yevamos 60a, pagination is 119, about a third of the way up on the page at the end of a line, Tanu Rabbanan Achoso, dealing with the contrast between laws of Avelus, mourning on the loss of a close relative, in contrast with the laws of Tumah, of a Kohen. We know that there's a law that a Kohen is not allowed to be metame, become impure, by coming in contact with a dead body, going into a cemetery. And that law is relaxed, and actually it's required that he participate in the funeral of a very close relative. The Pasuk in Parshas Emor lists off these close relatives, Imo, Aviv, mother and father, that's going up one generation, Beno, Bito, going down one generation, son and daughter, Achiv, his brother. Also, La'achoso, to his sister, but as we'll see in a moment, there's some conditions placed regarding his relationship with the sister. Also mentioned in the Pasuk is L'she'ero, to his wife. So we have seven basic relatives upon which there are laws of mourning: mother, father, son, daughter, brother, sister, and wife. In the laws of Avelus, mourning, these seven relatives are taken straight away, and we don't have to pay attention to the nuances that we will mention in a moment regarding Tumah. When it comes to Tumah of a Kohen, though, he's going to defile himself, he's going to participate in the care for the deceased. So mother, father, son, daughter do not have conditions associated with that. Those four relatives are taken straight away. Likewise, a wife, if it's a full wife, he already did nesuin, they were together as husband and wife, not just kiddushin. So then it's also going to be a straightaway relative, a law, both regarding mourning and regarding Tumah. When it comes, however, to brother and sister, there are some nuances that we have to pay attention to. When it comes to mourning, no nuances involved. Brother, sister automatically is considered a close relative. However, when it comes to Tumah, laws of impurity by a Kohen, the brother, sister, number one, have to be through a mutual father. Meaning, if they are half brother and sister through the mother, that's not sufficient to allow the Kohen to go into the cemetery at the funeral. But if it's a half brother through a father, that would be a qualifying case for him to participate and to become Tamei. Second nuance is based on the Pasuk, La'achoso, his sister, to become Tamei for her, to participate in the care of a deceased sister, is only when it's Habesula, Hakurova Elov Asher Lo Hayisa La'ish La Yitama. If she has not yet been intimate, then she qualifies as a person that the Kohen can be metame to and participate in the funeral in a direct fashion. If, however, this sister is no longer a besula, she has already gotten married, for example, then the Kohen is going to participate in paying respects from the distance. In many funeral homes, they have special accommodation for Kohanim where they can see or hear the proceedings, but he wouldn't be able to participate in a direct way. It's only La'achoso HaBesula, his sister, who is still a Besula, unmarried, La'yitama, that's the person that he can defile himself to and involve himself directly in the care. Let's see the Gemara, and we'll see how the nuances regarding the sister, unmarried, play out. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned. Achoso Arusa. If he has a sister that has only done Erusin, only done Kiddushin, she has not yet been with her husband. Rab Meir, Rab Yehuda Omrim, Metamela. Rab Yosef, Rab Shimon Omrim, Ein Metamela. There's an argument regarding such a woman, whether he can or can't be metamela, defile himself in her care upon her passing, if she would be in that status of arusa. That's not a typical case for us, because as we've mentioned many times, we do erusin and nesuin at the same time. It would be unlikely in practical halacha today to find a woman who's an arusa and not a nesua. The Gemara continues, Anusa umefuta, what about a woman who was forced or convinced to be intimate with a man? Divrei Hakol ein metamela. Everybody agrees that you can't become tamei for her because she is no longer a besula. This is a very important halacha that comes up. Sometimes you have a kohen who has a sister who passed away, and he is the next of kin. He's the closest relative. And he definitely will have to observe the laws of mourning regarding the sister. However, when we want to figure out whether he's allowed to become tamei in her care, it depends if she was ever intimate with somebody. So if she was married, so we know right away, married, so she was obviously with a husband, and the kohen cannot become tamei for her. If, however, she was not married, so it depends. If she was going with somebody on an intimate level, meaning she was not observant, or for whatever other reason, as we're describing here, forced or convinced, etc., if she was not observant or was not in a position, so then he would not be able to become tamei for her. And this is something that a kohen needs to pay attention to. Sometimes, particularly with a non-observant relative, she may not have been married ever, but if she was going with men, then he will not be able to become tamei for her. And the refrain that goes through people's minds, I just need to make the arrangements, is actually misleading, because he's going to go to the funeral home where there are dead bodies, and he's not supposed to be in that location in deference to his kohen status. And those arrangements would have to be made over the phone or in a different building if indeed the mace, the deceased, is in that building and the kohen is not supposed to be entering. Finally, the Gemara tells us, Mukas Eitz, regarding the case of a woman whose besulim were removed surgically or through maturity, events that happened in her life, she no longer has the besulim, but it was not through an act of intimacy. So there's a machlokes here, Ein metamala divrei Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon on his own holds that the kohen cannot become tamei for such a woman. Shehaya Reb Shimon Omer, because Reb Shimon held, Ru'uya l'kohen gadol metamela, she'en ru'uya l'kohen gadol ein metamela. Reb Shimon compares her to the case similar to a kohen gadol. And just as a Kohen Gadol is not supposed to marry such a woman who no longer has psulim, so too the Kohen, regular Kohen, is not supposed to be metamer to her. However, the three other opinions in the Braisa and the way we paskin all hold that a Mukas Eitz does not lose her status as a sister regarding Tumah, and a Kohen would be metameh to her. Likewise, Bogeres, the case of an older woman, meaning above 12 and a half, even though she's not permitted to a Kohen Gadol, but metameh ledivrei kol adam, everybody is in agreement that the Kohen can be metameh to her, unlike the case of a Kohen Gadol, where Bogeres is in a class of her own. So again, to review quickly, we have seven relatives, father, mother, son, daughter. Upon their passing, a person would mourn, and those are straight away. Likewise, his wife, if it's a regular full-fledged wife, as we have nowadays, not separating between Kiddushin and Nisuin. So then that too is a straightforward case, both for Tumah and for Avelus. When it comes to brother-sister, so in terms of mourning, it's a straightaway case. Every brother and sister, there is mourning. When it comes to Tumah, it's only a brother and a sister through the father. When it comes to Achoso, a sister, it has to be the status of Besula. So if she was married or otherwise went with a man, then the Kohen would not be metame to her, but of course, Avelus would still apply. As far as the cases of Mukas Eitz or Bogeres, if she lost her Besulim by surgical or other activities, as well as the case of an older girl, meaning over 12 and a half, which was the cutoff by a Kohen Gadol, those two cases are straightaway cases as far as our topics are concerned, both for Avelus and for Tumah. She's considered a regular sister, the cases of Mukas Eitz and Bogeres. Thank you for joining. Have a wonderful day.